Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. California Highway Patrol officers arrested 29-year-old Garberville resident Michael Peterson after he fled from a sheriff's deputy, then fled from CHP officers, and then crashed his truck and rolled 400 feet down a hillside on Dyersville Loop Road early Monday morning. The incident began when the deputy saw Peterson's truck parked in an area near the location of the Suddenlink vandalism on Blue Slide Road in Ferndale. When the deputy turned around to investigate, Peterson fled, leading the deputy on a high-speed chase toward Rio Dell. Peterson then ran a stop sign and got onto Highway 101 southbound before turning onto Avenue of the Giants. He was weaving in and out of both lanes and driving dangerously enough that the deputy terminated the pursuit. The CHP officers, who were on the way to assist, then spotted Peterson driving on Dyersville Loop Road, and he fled once again, except this time he lost control of the truck and rolled down a hillside. Peterson suffered minor injuries. After treatment, he was booked into county jail on numerous charges, including felony evasion and resisting arrest. Officers recovered drugs and a handgun from the truck, and there is no indication Peterson was involved in the Suddenlink vandalism at this time. Eureka police officers responded to several calls from concerned motorists regarding a vehicle being driven in an erratic and dangerous manner on Broadway Monday morning. When officers reached the scene, they found a Toyota 4Runner being driven by 24-year-old Tanner Nutt of Arcata sitting in the southbound lanes pointed north at Broadway and 15th. When officers ordered Nutt out of the vehicle, he refused to comply and was slowly driving the vehicle until one officer broke the driver's side window, managed to get the door open, and pull Nutt out. Previously, witnesses reported that Nutt was speeding, heading northbound on Broadway, ran the red light at Wabash, and crossed the intersection in the opposite lane. He then hit a sign pole, nearly ran down two pedestrians who were in the sidewalk, and then sideswiped a vehicle as he drove north in the southbound lanes. One officer suffered minor injuries from the breaking glass, and Nutt was treated for cuts to his face before being booked into county jail on a litany of charges. Anyone with information or who may have witnessed the incident is asked to contact Eureka Police. Surveillance video from a business on West Harris Street caught the theft of a trailer full of wood on its cameras, and Eureka Police are asking for the public's help in locating the suspects. The gray Jeep Cherokee backed up to the trailer, which was parked in the 900 block of West Harris, hooked it up, and drove away with the trailer and the wood. A second vehicle, described as an aquamarine-colored sedan, is also being searched for, and both vehicles were last seen driving on Nevada Street in Eureka. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspects is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Two Eureka police officers were injured during the arrest of a burglary suspect at the Bayshore Mall over the weekend. Officers responded to the mall after receiving a report that a man suspected of stealing items from a business on Broadway was now at the mall. Officers confronted the man, 33-year-old Joseph Valenti, at a department store where he was witnessed stealing merchandise. Valenti fled on foot, and as he ran through the mall, he knocked over one officer who hit their head on the floor and who was later taken to St. Joseph Hospital for treatment. A second officer suffered a minor injury during the arrest as well, and Valenti was booked into county jail on charges of felony resisting, burglary, battery against a peace officer, and probation violations. And the Eureka Police Department's POP team has been busy. Stephen Walker has more.
Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 300 block of West Booner Street last week. Officers were responding to numerous complaints from neighbors about suspected drug activity at the location. A search of the apartment turned up a small amount of heroin, 8 grams of hash, a firearm, and several items believed to have been stolen, including one of the cameras stolen from News Channel 3 in February. Officers arrested 38-year-old John David and 36-year-old Carrie Drager, and both were booked into county jail on numerous charges, including possession of illegal controlled substances and possession of stolen property.
And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.